Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Success Circle Accelerator Call. I'm Lisa Minnini with Accelerate Associates, and I'm so glad that you're here. We've got a special guest for you today. I'm so excited to introduce you to him. But before we get started, for those of you that are brand new, I want to welcome you to today's call. These Accelerator Calls happen every month, the second Tuesday of the month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The purpose of the Accelerator Calls is to expand your knowledge of the Entrepreneurial Edge System, where we dive a little bit deeper into the Entrepreneurial Edge System and, of course, the systems approach to profitability, because the more systems you have, the more leverage, and obviously the more profitability you will have, because systems create freedom, right? So that's what these calls are all about. I just want to remind you that the calls are recorded and they're kept in our audio library of the Success Circle. So you can tap into them within about 24 hours if you happen to miss it. You can tap into them there, and we also send you a CD in the mail so you can have it for your mobile university to listen to on your commutes to your different meetings. Also, I wanted to update you on a couple of things that events that are coming up. Again, next month, the Business Accelerator Call is with bestselling author Marilyn Suttle. Many people think that they need to take these huge leaps in their business, but really subtle shifts will help you create big results in your business. So Marilyn Suttle, bestselling author of Hoosier Gladys, will be my guest for next month. You don't want to miss that one. And of course, in January, we're going to have PR Secrets with Annie Jennings of Annie Jennings PR. Just a real big powerhouse. She helped me on my bestseller campaign for my book, and she's absolutely fabulous. So we're going to hear more about some PR secrets there. And for those of you that are located in New York, I'm going to see you in March. I know it seems like far away, but it really isn't. I'll see you in March. I'll be there for several events. And of course, I want to invite you to make sure you put on your calendar for the Wake Up Profitable Intensive that is happening in April 24th and 25th. Of 2014, and that's going to be in Michigan. So, real excited about that. We have a lot of things rolling out. We have the Entrepreneur of the Year Award happening, and we'll be rolling more of that out. And if you haven't seen our new website, visit us at accelerateassociates.com and let us know what you think. We're still changing it. That's an ever-evolving thing, right? I think you're going to love what we have planned with the webinars in 2014. So we're really busy behind the scenes offering you really great stuff in 2014 to help you wake up profitable. So without further ado, I want to get started here. So there's a lot of really great information today. So I hope you have your computers open. And you're going to type ferociously, because there's a lot of things that my guest is going to share with you on maximizing LinkedIn and how to access your target market. First of all, let me introduce Nathan Keepman, or otherwise known as Nate. He's a highly sought-after digital strategist, speaker, and social media consultant and trainer. And with a heavy focus on LinkedIn and B2B social media initiatives, he uniquely bridges business strategy, targeted objectives, and ROI with social media, digital media, and traditional marketing initiatives. Nate is also the executive editor of LinkedIn and Business, now with more than 14.5 million subscribers, and he's considered one of the leading authorities on social media and LinkedIn. He's having also generated more than $9 million in money and value for his clients over the past several years. And you heard me right, the past several years, specifically through LinkedIn, with a robust following as an owner of the number one LinkedIn strategies group on LinkedIn, while having taught more than 35,000 people how to master that platform. LinkedIn Mastery is an all-inclusive guide to mastering LinkedIn, was the name of one of his programs. He is an international speaker. He's presented as keynote speaker on social media strategy for the National Speakers Association winter meetings in 2011. And he's also consulted with Fortune 500 companies, Inc. 500 companies, and well-known business leaders, as well as small to mid-sized businesses. She holds two master's degrees in business and in sports administration from the highly acclaimed sports program at Ohio University, and he's married to his beautiful wife, Leah, and has three vibrant children, and he currently resides in the Cleveland-Akron area of Ohio. So, Nate, welcome to the Success Circle.
Thank you, Lisa, and thank you for the long bio. She's giving you the shortened version.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I just wanted to give people an idea of all the things that you help small businesses with, and we'll get to more of what your services are. But let's get started because, you know, LinkedIn is a wonderful platform and a great system that I've often talked about. And certainly a way to connect with your target market. Why should anybody really care about LinkedIn? Tell us in your own opinion about that.
Yeah, so I started a digital agency about 5 years, 6 years ago now. And we were an all-services digital agency. We did everything from Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Google+. We built marketing magnets for clients, content editorial calendars, Infusionsoft marketing funnels in the works. And what we found, and most of our clients were like B2B marketers, B2B organizations, and what we found after a couple of years of working with these clients is that about 95%+ of our results were coming from LinkedIn. And I thought, you know, we're really wasting their money and not doing them a service by just helping them brand their other platforms where they're spending about 50% of their revenue or their investment with us is going towards the cost of maintaining all these other platforms. Let's shrink the cost and increase the value for our clients. Mm-hmm. And so what we found is over that period of time is that there was a huge lie being taught and sold to the marketplace by digital agencies and social marketers around the world. And the lie isn't with malintent. It's not something that's purposefully manipulative. Mm-hmm. It's just out of ignorance. And the reason that it is because there's a phrase that was adopted and accepted early on in the social world called content is king. Mm-hmm. And I totally understand the power of that because getting found from your content builds additional trust and credibility. But it's kind of like asking a company to become the needle in the haystack mm-hmm. because there's so much content out there. You're competing against major Fortune 500 companies that are putting 25% of their entire marketing budget towards content that should rank over yours. Mm-hmm. Right? So as a small business, that is a pond that I'm not interested really in fishing in. Mm-hmm. So what we ended up figuring out is that there was the advent of LinkedIn, and the reason LinkedIn was so powerful is because it was becoming the fastest path to the people we needed to talk to, and not by accident, but by on purpose. And so we adjusted our model. Instead of competing with organizations like HP and IBM who are entering the social media consulting space for some reason just to get the marketing spend dollars of the clients, we decided that we would focus in on LinkedIn and give a higher value proposition for a lower cost. And what we found in the process of doing this, that if you're in the B2B space, and even in some cases the B2C space, that you have the access and the ability to not take months to build trust and credibility with a potential prospect, but to literally do it in minutes. Mm-hmm. And I have so many stories I can share about it, but before I get into any stories, you know, the power of it is, instead of a marketing cycle that says, okay, I'm going to put a piece of content out on a blog, mm-hmm. and I'm going to get awareness about myself, and someone's going to opt into my website, and then I'm going to drip email on them for 4 or 5 months, and they may or may not read it, and I'm kind of interrupting them. Something might pique their interest with some catchy subject line or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. And then at some point in time, they might say, you know, I kind of need that because you're staying top of mind. All of those are good strategies, but the problem is it's going out to the world, and we don't know who's actually reading it. What we propose and we believe is such a powerful opportunity through LinkedIn is to build an exclusive community of the people that can actually hire you, and then use that content strategy as your second or third approach in the social space after you've already created the foundational base of people that you need to talk to. Mm. And that's why LinkedIn is so important.
And so you also, so you've explained why it's such a powerful platform. And do you find that most people use it in a way that is similar to Facebook? Do they try to do that?
Yeah.
It's a different platform.
Well, So part of the ignorance that has spread through social marketers, social media managers, even the strategists that speak on stage, even the ones speaking on LinkedIn, teach a content strategy. And this is perpetuated not only by the brands, but by the platforms themselves. And the reason that it's perpetuated by the platforms themselves is because they make money on advertising dollars.
Right.
And the way they make advertising on advertising dollars is by people spending time on the site digesting content. And if they don't do that at a higher and higher level, then the value of what they can charge per advertising click or per impression is going to start decreasing over time. And so you'll see LinkedIn has this huge push for content. The real challenge that we have to ask ourselves as small business owners is, who is our market?
Mm-hmm.
And if our market's an executive, and I'm guessing most of the people on this call are busy executives, people that are running their own businesses
mm-hmm.
at some level or
right.
or part of running their own business, you're busy. You're probably not in the behavioral pattern of logging into LinkedIn and digesting a lot of content all the time, right?
Right.
You're probably not jumping into LinkedIn groups and just perusing all of the random conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you did at one point, but you realized that's a waste of time and you stopped.
Right.
And so what we find is the behavioral patterns of the real executives, the people that we need to talk to as a real decision maker, they're not acting in accordance with how the digital world wants us to behave,
mm-hmm.
which is through content promotion and interruption marketing.
Right.
That's why the one thing that really, really works well still is, I bet everyone here has checked their email today
mm-hmm.
and probably cleaned out their email box at some point.
Right.
Or they will by the end of the day.
Right.
So that's where the power of LinkedIn comes in, is it ties into an email address, it ties into a communication platform where the behavioral patterns are aligned. And that's what we focus in on.
So tell us about the top three ways to interact with LinkedIn.
So, you know, to understand LinkedIn, you really have to understand that it's built on kind of a four-pillar model. The four pillars of LinkedIn are actually the profile. So the number one thing that we all have to do as an executive, as an owner of business, as an entrepreneur, even as a job seeker, as job seekers out there, is we have to really maximize our profile space. We have to optimize our profile so that it is putting our best foot forward. It's utilizing the key decision-making processes of an executive, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason that people spend all this money on PR in the world is because they're looking for more trust and credibility.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem with big brands and big agencies is they think that all you need is trust and credibility and then somebody's going to pay you $50,000 or $100,000 or $5,000. It's not the case. You know, I've spoken on huge stages. It doesn't mean just because you get publicity that you get the deal. You have to offer real value.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't stop at just trust and credibility. Then we have to answer inside of our profile the major questions around time, money, and risk. Those are the executive decisions. They are going to make a decision based on time, money, and risk. And if we can make the right quality statement about our business and how we're solving people in their time and the time, money, and risk issues, maybe not all three, but maybe two of them, or if you can get all three, great.
Mm-hmm.
And we address those in our profile summary. We maybe highlight in them to pique curiosity in our professional headline, which is that little phrase right underneath your name.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe we have a video that we've added that addresses some of those as well under our summary or under our company page. Then we're going to give ourselves the highest likelihood of getting interest. You know, we've done a couple of things recently to our profile where we not only did that, but we also said who we best work with so that people can then self-identify. And the quality of our lead input in the last 2 weeks has gone through the roof by maybe tenfold. Like it's almost like 8 out of 10 responses to our leads are absolutely 100% the right person for us.
Yeah, because you've already identified it right on who your preferred client is right on your profile. Love it.
Yeah, and they self-select out or in,
right.
Which is great.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Wow. That's great.
So that's number one.
Okay.
Number two on LinkedIn, I'll come back. I'm going to remind me to come back to the four pillars. I'm going to answer your question to the three main things.
Okay.
Your profile has to be optimized. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, you have to know, it's kind of like a combination. You have to know who your target market is, who you want to talk with. The question that we always ask our clients is, if you could have 10 people call you this week, who would they be and what would their titles be?
Mm-hmm.
Identify them by title, by company size, by industry, by regional area, national area, international area. All the filters that we can use within a LinkedIn advanced search, and then use those and apply them to the advanced search tool on LinkedIn. Now, if you do that well, then you're going to come up with a list of people that could be your potential clients, and
Perfect.
That's what we're looking for.
Perfect, because what my clients learn about is the preferred client profile, and we go through the demographics, geographics, and psychographics. So all they have to do is take it from there and put it on their LinkedIn profile. Perfect.
Okay. Absolutely, and take what you teach them about the psychographic, right?
Yes.
This is something that's often overlooked. All right, now combine this with people will join particular groups, right? So join the groups of those psychographics that they would like to be a part of. Like I have an example here is we have a client who's her market is she's a real estate investor and she's looking for people to partner with her on real estate deals. And so instead of her just, she wouldn't send to like, you know, the private equity groups, or she wouldn't send to people that are in these other groups, she's going to send to people in real estate groups. So that she knows that at least they have an interest in real estate, and then the rest of the filters can apply. And that's like more than quadrupled her response rate in the positive. So thinking the psychographic is the behavioral patterns that they use in which like membership groups they may join.
Got it.
So that's great. So that's number two. So understanding your market and applying it to the advanced search. And then number three is really diving into the five methods of communication. Now I'm going to give you a couple of them today. But there's five ways to communicate on LinkedIn. And if you can get really good at those, then you're going to have, you know, on a, this is, I'm not giving you the scalable model, but I'm giving you the way that you can go in tomorrow and get one or two new deals this week is what we're going to walk away with today.
Perfect.
And so if you can optimize your profile, you can find the people on LinkedIn, and then you can apply a conversation strategy and then reach out to them in a very personal way. That's the same way, it's the same process that we use when we build out major campaigns for our clients that are duplicable systems, that are a systematic approach, so they're getting like 5 to 10 leads a day. And I think you mentioned one of your clients has actually gone through this process with us, Lisa, and experienced this sort of process,
right,
where the leads come in a consistent flow after you've kind of gone through some testing and tweaking.
Right.
But what I want you guys to do is just master the process of doing it one at a time and get yourself 2 or 3 or 4 new clients a month. And for most small businesses, that's more than they can handle anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that's my gift to you guys today. And what I would really empower you all to focus in on is finding the right person. Let's just say you found the exact person that you want to talk to. There's like, say, a VP of marketing at this $100 million company. They have, you know, 1,000 employees and whatever else are the details. And you're going to apply the communication strategy. The five communication strategies are pretty straightforward. You can, I'll overview them for you. There's no proprietary piece to the methods of communication, but you know how to do it is a little bit more complicated, which we can't get to through the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the first method of communication is that you're a personal connection. You can just send them a free message.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've connected with somebody already, they're a first degree relationship to you, you can just send them a message. The second option is you can request to connect. Okay, so you know LinkedIn has certain policies around it. It's kind of a soft policy. It's really up to the receiver whether or not they're going to accept your connection or not.
Right,
if you're going to invite somebody to connect, I would actually recommend using the third strategy first and then coming back to connect, which is using an in-mail. If you have a paid account with LinkedIn, you can send usually up to between 10 and 25 in-mails per month, which have a guaranteed response and they'll credit it back to you. Now, if you use those appropriately, you get good at your copy. You're going to get some pretty good responses from that, as long as it's personalized and very specific to them. And so that's the third. The fourth way of communicating is if somebody comments in a group that you share, then you can respond, or they comment on your thread on your website, on your personal profile, on your status updates. You can respond back to them with a private email, whether or not you're connected. And the fourth is if you share a group with members, inside of a group, you can send them messages personally, but it's a little bit hard to find. So it's not an easy strategy, but it is something that's capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you utilize those five strategies, you're going to be able to reach out to people in a relatively quick way. And really what we want you to do is be able to send a very personal, very authentic, very real communication to somebody that could benefit from your services, benefit from what you offer, and get them to engage with you in a conversation. And that's the power of LinkedIn. And that's what takes marketing cycles from months to minutes.
Mm. Wow, those are gold nuggets in a short period of time. My goodness, that was really great. That's really great. Now, you talked about, though, before, the four pillars and that was important. What are the four pillars about?
Sure. So let me give you the high level on the four pillars. So the first pillar is your profile. Okay. The importance of profile is that it is it's your presence, your professional presence to the world.
Mm-hmm.
People, before they hire you, look up your LinkedIn profile. Before they want to choose to use you for any reason, work with you, collaborate with you, partner with you, invest in you, they're going to look at your LinkedIn profile. So use it. Use it to your advantage. It's a detriment at this point if you don't have one up and you're serious about your business.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is groups. The power of community is, in my opinion, the most underutilized strategy that exists online today. We have built exclusive communities. I'm going to give you a story for why this one is so powerful.
Okay.
And before I do, a group helps us do a couple of things. It creates a virtual stage with an exclusive audience. It helps us build more trust, more credibility, more thought leadership, more top-of-mind awareness, all the things we need as a business, but not broad-based out to the overall world and the web, but to an exclusive group of pre-selected individuals that have been invited and pre-approved into our exclusive community. I'll give you two examples. The first of which, a consultant. Big-time consultant. He's consulted for Cisco, added $1 billion to their bottom line, was being courted to be their COO at one point and turned it down. He came to us, wanted to launch a book. He wanted to preemptively build a community of vice presidents of Fortune 200 companies only. So we found this market. We found there was, through our advanced search, found there's 250,000 vice presidents of Fortune 200 companies on LinkedIn. I said, wow, that's a pretty big market. Our strategies, and what one of our key capacities at Link Strategies is we help create free access to between 10 and 20% of any accessible market that exists on LinkedIn. And so we were able to actually directly communicate through our strategies to 55,000 of these people that fit his exact target criteria. Why? They all had budgets of over $1 million, most likely. They all managed teams. They could all hire him and buy his book in bulk. This is a lot of wins for him if this market works.
Yeah.
So we invited them out to the group, and within a few months, within a four-month window, 12,000 of these guys requested to join the group. Not requested, were accepted, double qualified into the community.
Wow.
As VPs of Fortune 200 companies. Now just think of the buying power of that community alone at $1 million management budget each, and that's probably on the low end.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking over $1 trillion of buying power in that one community.
Huh.
And that community is called Thought Transformational Leadership Front Runners and Organizations. You can check it out if you want. It's since grown to about 19,000 members of consultants and business owners and so forth because he chose not to keep it an exclusive community. And but you can see the power of it. So he ended up, because of that process, he became a bestseller on Amazon. He's had endless work opportunities ever since, and he's just been very personal and interactive with his community. The other community example that I want to share with you is Anise, another consultant, sells a service about $60,000 a year to executives in the advertising agency world, in the kind of creative agency world. And small, harder world to reach, not super fond of LinkedIn in general, that market is. And but our strategies for seeding a group really, they resonate, and it works very well. And so what we ended up doing was identifying, her market was about 50,000 people of these senior executives, senior directors in this agency world. 2,200 in the first 30 days requested to join. Double qualified, she actually vetted out 1,100 of them as not really the right people. And 1,100 were accepted in that had asked, raised their hand, gifted her with trust and credibility, and started a relationship effectively with her. And she had verified that each of them could potentially hire her for $60,000 a year, another $60 million marketplace for her within 30 days.
Wow.
So that's the power of LinkedIn groups that people don't realize. And I can't tell you, but once that is in place, that's what we were talking about earlier, that's when a content strategy can really work. But you can't do a content strategy to the broad world, I mean, without investing a lot of money. I mean, we know lots of people that had lost $250,000 before working with us,
right,
trying strategies out that were not predictable, couldn't guarantee results. And this is a very predictable process that always yields to results. It has to.
Right.
It's just a numbers game. Okay.
Got
so
it.
That's the second. So groups is number two. Number three is company pages. Now, this is a pillar for the future. LinkedIn's made a recent adjustment to their company pages, which allows us to send targeted messages to anybody that's following us. And I predicted actually a year and a half, two years ago on the New Year's, I said, look, I wrote an article about this for LinkedIn to read. And I said, LinkedIn company pages are absolutely useless today. But should LinkedIn make this one change, it could be transformational for the entire industry. They haven't really announced it, and it hasn't gotten any legs yet. Mm-hmm. But they just made it possible. They haven't done exactly what I said, but they're getting closer. Is they've allowed me to send a targeted message by content to the home page of anybody that's following my company.
Wow.
And so company pages before were a static page that were actually more for our detriment as a business owner, because if we're good and we train and build good talent, that it was very much a stomping ground for people stealing your talent. Right? so it's like, really, why do I want to put my page up there and try to figure this out? So I said, but look, compared to what a Facebook page is, a company page has huge potential. They just haven't unleashed it yet. They haven't given us HTML rights to put our own copy up there, which they will at some point. And they haven't given us the ability to send a direct communication to the person that chose to follow our company. Mm-hmm. When those two things happen, then those company pages will become extremely powerful and more, in my opinion, valuable than any Facebook page ever could be for the B2B world.
Wow.
Until then, we can hold tight, and we don't actually even have a service that puts any focus on it today. So that's the third pillar. The fourth pillar is just the general pillar of marketing, which breaks down into two kind of sub-pillars, if you would. One is content and one is communication. And content is what they use through LinkedIn today, the methods of communicating on your status feed, on your homepage, and so forth and so on. The communication vehicle is through advanced search and the five methods of communication that I just shared with you. So you understand those. You understand more than 95% of all LinkedIn users out there in the world. And that's the pillars. And what we need to do is really optimize our foundations, the first three, and then we need to maximize the use of marketing through the communication channel to create direct response engagement and a very, very specific and direct way for our business.
Wow, so that was profile, groups, company pages, and general marketing content and communication.
Yep.
Did I get those?
You got it. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, great. And so, in your opinion, there's so much that does make LinkedIn different than other social networks. What do you think are the real big keys to LinkedIn that make it so different but yet so powerful?
It's not social, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't have a very big viral component to it. LinkedIn is a talent platform. They are far and away protecting the ecosystem better than any platform has done yet. They provide a real value proposition to all sorts of individuals, company owners, the small businesses like ourselves, and talent seekers, to the big organizations looking for talent. And most people don't look at it as a leads platform yet. They don't look at it as a source for generating the really highly targeted leads. But we have clients closing $1 million deals through LinkedIn all the time, $100,000 deals all the time, $5,000 deals all the time. And it's because everything that we do as a business organization requires a conversation. Think about this. I talked to a billionaire who had hired us not too long ago. Mm-hmm. Runs a huge brand that probably everybody here knows. I won't mention it, but the organization hired us. And this conversation, the guy that owns this company got on the phone, and the VP of marketing said, look, he's probably going to give you 15 minutes most. We had an hour-long conversation because he had no idea the power of LinkedIn.
Right.
And the reason that LinkedIn is powerful is this. The CEO has an objective, right? They need to increase the growth, the revenue curve for the organization. There's lots of ways to do that. He can create efficiencies by lowering costs, and he can do it by adding new clients, all sorts of ways, raising investor money. All of those are solutions that can happen with a conversation through LinkedIn. The CFO is looking to cut costs. Well, marketing costs through LinkedIn can go down when working with us, so we showed him how we could lower his long-term costs with not an insignificant but a smaller investment up front to create virtually no marketing cost for your organization to create endless leads. And that's pretty powerful for a future
mm-hmm.
prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the VP of marketing. Their sole objective is to generate sales leads, right, for the sales team. So what better way to do it in a shorter period of time than this versus, you know, they could shrink their marketing budget and they can get a more predictable result.
Right.
The VP of sales love it because they already know that it's the best platform in the world and nobody's listening to them. So, you know, that's good for those guys and because, you know, that's where they're prospecting already most likely. And then you have, I think that's the main group. The operations likes it because we can put a systems in place that creates predictable pipelines. So there's all sorts of aspects of the platform that provide value to all sorts of different roles in the organization. And the beauty of what LinkedIn has done is they just opened up the platform to high school students. I don't know if most people don't know this.
Mm.
And the reason that's such a powerful play is that within those high school students will enter the job force in 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
In 5-6 years, every professional in America will be on LinkedIn.
Mm.
So just note that, right?
Yeah.
And that's
mm-hmm.
going to expand to the rest of the world. They're growing at over 10 million users a month, and that's growing at a rapid pace as well. They're expected to have over 1 billion users in the next 5 to 6, 7, maybe 8 years. And right now we're at 240 million. I started in LinkedIn, it was 25 million users in 2008. So the growth curve is fast and it's going to keep growing at an increasing rate. And that means that, you know, if we're not here and we're not maximizing the platform now, then we're going to lose in the future.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is the future for LinkedIn? I mean, like you said, they're not very social, and I think a lot of people get on it and say, oh, forget it. I can't figure this out, right? And they figure, oh, you know, I can't be commenting on everybody else's groups. But like you said, you can create your own group, and, you know, that's so much more effective in a strategic kind of way. What do you think is the outlook for LinkedIn? What do you think they're going to do? What's your prediction?
Well, I mean, LinkedIn has three main revenue models, right? So if you want to think of the psychology of LinkedIn, we just need to understand how do they make money. They make money. The number one revenue generator is recruiters and talent, by far and away. It's the largest,
mm-hmm.
and that's through their subscription models. And they have some higher paid accounts, but what they're really looking for is large companies with 15, 20 recruiters paying them, somewhere around between 10 and 20 grand a month each,
mm-hmm.
right? And then they have their marketing channel, which is had its ups and downs because remember LinkedIn's trying to push a square peg in a round hole.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what the future of their marketing platform is. They overcharge. They produce minimal to no results in that respect, unless the companies that are using them are totally blind. And there's a lot of those.
Yeah.
They just have a marketing spend. They have to spend a few million dollars. They're going to put 100 or 200 or 300,000 to LinkedIn, and that's just what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and LinkedIn's pushing impressions, not clicks, and then if they push impressions, then it's the company's fault if they don't click through, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the game the agency was playing that's going to end at some point in the future. For right now, everybody's still kind of blind to it. They just opened up about 9 months ago, 10 months, maybe 12 now, their sales platform. This is their attempt to really capture all the sales professionals in a term they're using called social selling. Social selling is a... it's another square peg in a round hole. So let's just say social selling and the way they're pitching it isn't, they're trying to make sales reps into marketers is what they're ultimately doing. And we want sales reps to be sales reps. And so the power of what LinkedIn provides is not what LinkedIn actually knows that it does. LinkedIn's teams don't know the power of its search or the power of its emails. And what they focus on is advertising in groups and getting social in your communities, like your target market is going to pay attention to it. And they put us all in the wrong direction. So I think at some point they're going to wise up. Thus far, they're putting more confusion in the market. Like we've done real lead generation where they say they use the same language with lead generation, but it's really advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Masked as lead generation.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of confusion in the market. And you know, there'll be people that are less sophisticated in the marketing side that will buy into it until they find out that it's just not working. And so I think at some point, though, I think LinkedIn's very smart. Ultimately, they can hire the talent that is smart enough to get them where they need to go, and they'll crack the code. The user base is going to continue to grow, so they can continue to fail forward for a while, and people buy into it, and their stock prices have more than doubled, tripled since they went IPO a few years ago, a couple years ago now, and so its future is super solid. I believe that it will be the go-to resource for all talent in the world globally, and I think that they just have endless opportunities to expand up and down to higher roles and lower roles. So we'll just see how that plays out. And as long as talent is joining, that talent eventually stays on and they eventually get jobs, and that's where it kind of becomes really powerful for us small business owners and mid-sized businesses, especially consultants. I think consultants have a significant advantage.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what would you say are the expectations when people are on LinkedIn? You know, I think when somebody's on LinkedIn versus Facebook, there's a whole different way of communicating with them. I think, and this is my personal opinion, that the frequency at which you communicate with them, and you've got to be really careful because I think people on LinkedIn have a specific expectation in terms of frequency and how much they're contacted. What would you say about that?
There's a ton of spam controls on LinkedIn, and LinkedIn's very quick to restrict accounts. So whatever you do in way of communication, you just have to be very authentic and real in what you say. Mm-hmm. You know, don't send I just had this ridiculous post in my inbox. Some guy said, "Dirty drinking water." I said, "Really? That's your subject line?" And it was a spam, clearly. And I was like, why would you even waste your efforts to do that? It's going to get him restricted in like 5 minutes when like the first 30 people hit spam on the inbox. Mm-hmm. So you just have to, I mean, look, just personalize your messages and send messages with purpose. And that's what LinkedIn's built for. It's built to create one-on-one conversations for recruiters primarily, but what do recruiters do? They're lead generators just for talent. So use the same idea and concept for you, and you're going to win. So just be very authentic, very real. Don't spam the platform or you will suffer for it. And talk to people you need to talk to. You don't need to do quantities. This is a quality game, not a quantity game.
That's great advice. Now, what question maybe am I not asking that I should be asking you?
My favorite Jay Abraham question. he's a great guy. I remember he always asked that, and he was my first entrance into the kind of thought leadership space back how many years ago was that? 2005. Anyway, so good question. So, you know, I would say, you know, the question that we need to bear down on, not that you haven't asked it, just we need to bear down on it, is, you know, what are the three most important steps, you did ask this, that we need to do, not just to do on LinkedIn, but to generate business? This is where most people get confused in social media, is we believe that we need to participate in social media because everybody else is.
Mm-hmm.
No, we need to participate in social media or in LinkedIn or whatever for the purpose of building or growing our business, not for the purpose of being there.
Right.
If that's the right platform for the time being and it serves your purpose, do it. Pinterest, never been of interest to me. Mm-hmm. Why? It doesn't serve my market.
Right.
But for somebody who's selling cookies, it might. You know, I mean, it just depends on the purpose. And so the top three things we need to do, I want to reiterate them one more time, is optimize your profile. Mm-hmm. You can find a free profile optimizations on our blog. You go to Lean Strategies blog, type in profile in the search, and you'll find several videos in there that teach it. On what to do.
Wow.
Of course, we can always be hired for it and we do it as a service, but you know, you can do it yourself at no cost. And then the second thing that you would do is what we talked about, is find your market on LinkedIn. Find one person, find two, find three people that you would like to have as a client. Find them on LinkedIn and then send them an email. Upgrade your account to like the $25 or $99 a month account and send them an email. And see if you get one response and you can start a sales call this week. Now that's what I want to see you guys do. I want to see everybody on this call get a sales call this week.
Mm.
You know, whether it's for you or your sales team, whomever. just get a person on the phone. I mean, I just had a client tell me, they just closed a client. They didn't even tell me this was a result of theirs. That I was on the phone with them just before this call. Like, oh yeah, one of our clients we just got from LinkedIn, they're paying us $25,000 a month now. I was like, what? You didn't even tell me? I was like, jeez. Like, my clients are so used to the leads at this point that it's like, you guys are taking this way for granted. I got another guy just closed a $1.6 million deal on LinkedIn. I was like, you didn't want to like jump out of your shoes and fly over here and give me a kiss, tell me it was awesome. You know, come on. Jeez, this is a social network and you're getting that kind of business. Can we be a little louder in the, you know, geez, anyway, you get the idea.
I do.
Do those things, get a sales call this week and drive your business. And then, you know, if that's working for you and you think that there's some opportunity for you to scale it in your business and we could maybe work together, feel free to reach out to us and let's have a conversation on a sales call and look and see if there's a good fit. We can do one of the things that we like to do, Lisa, is a market analysis, which actually breaks down with a 90 to 95% certainty your total market opportunity as part of our free consultation.
Mm-hmm.
And we give you an idea if this is even a good or bad fit for you. And if it is, and
tell us, tell us a little bit more about your services. And I know you have also a webinar that you want to give out, that a free webinar on your site. Why don't you give us some more information about that?
Yeah, sure. So if you actually go to linkstrategies.com right now and you opt in, and by the way, my opt-in and my back and follow, there's not going to be a follow-up email that sells you anything or even says hello, because I'm totally broken in that way. Because I only use LinkedIn for my leads, and we have so many there, I forget to do the rest of the good stuff. So if you opt in, though, at some point I'll send you a hello. there's a 60-minute video that is just really good. It's a training video, an educational video on how to optimize your profile, kind of the key things you need to do there, how to find your target market and break that down in the advanced search, and the 5 methods of communication. We kind of touched on all of that today. So if you want to get some more insights on how to do that, there's a great 60-minute free video there. I would do it quickly. If you're watching a replay or listening to a replay of this, it may not be up as that's coming down in the next couple of weeks as we update our website. But check it out. If it's there, then congratulations and you've got it. If not, reach out to us. We're happy to do a free analysis with you at any time.
Great. So, and again, that's linked strategies, L-I-N-K-E-D strategies.com.
Yeah. And if I may, Lisa, you know, on our services, our key differentiators and what we do is we help businesses scale and create that highly targeted few or that, you know, tens to thousands of leads for clients. And we do that in a very systematic way so that you can spend maybe 5 to 10 minutes a day doing a small amount of activity in LinkedIn, and then the rest of the time is actually just scheduling appointments and getting on the call with people you need to talk to. So our whole goal and what we do for our clients is to minimize your time on site to spend the most amount of time with what your business objectives are, which is to sell your services and talk to the right people. You know, we do a couple of levels. There's actually what we call, and I didn't really touch on this too much, Lisa, there's 4 pillars of LinkedIn, or 4 business development strategies, rather, of LinkedIn that we dive deep into in our services. You know, at our most basic level is just what a thing we call direct social response. It's the process of getting leads quickly through a direct response kind of way within the LinkedIn platform. That's our first level, and that's kind of our most impactful, but our most inexpensive package. Mm-hmm. Our more expensive package includes all 4 business development models, which also dives into accelerated referrals. How do we take our raving fans and turn them into an accelerated source of high-quality referrals for us?
Mm-hmm.
The third way is a thing we call our top 100. You have your top 20, 30, 50, 100 clients you would like to work with. You know who they are. You've identified the companies. We have an engagement strategy that goes company by company and creates this really dynamic web of interaction that entices them to raise their hand and say, I want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth way is the community. We create a very compelling title, do a thing we call seeding a group. We build that with them for you. And then we arm you with all the pieces you need to spend. You or an assistant can spend 5 to 10 minutes a day and grow the group between hundreds to thousands a month. And that's it. And, you know, our prices range from $5,000 up to $100,000 a year. And we work with companies in a lot of different capacities and fully done for you services down to, kind of build the engine for you and let you drive. So,
fantastic. You know, wow. Yeah. What is your biggest pet peeve on LinkedIn that you see people making the biggest mistakes?
It's probably too late for anybody, but my biggest pet peeve is when they join, they invite their network before they've optimized their profile. It just drives me crazy. Can't stand it.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. Everybody's probably on it, so it's too late.
My biggest pet peeve is people don't put a picture.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. That's awful. Yeah.
Or they put their logo. I'm not connecting with your logo. I'm connecting with you.
Well, that's actually probably driven by some pretty bad advice. There's a few social media folk out there that say, hey, you can't do a company page, but let's communicate from your company. We'll make a profile for your company. Well, that doesn't work. It's actually, we'll get you suspended.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other nugget of advice that you have for people on today's call?
I gave you some pretty good ones. This is, I've gone straight for the impact here.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And you guys, really, if you apply this, this will be the most impactful use of social media that could be done in the shortest amount of time that exists digitally today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm friends with a lot of the top guys in the world on social media. We work with a lot of the top companies. A lot of the thought leaders in the world are our clients.
Yeah.
And our whole goal is to help people understand how to take the fastest path to your target market that exists digitally today. And we think what I just shared with you is it.
Absolutely. These are really gold nuggets, and I want to thank you for coming on today's call. It was just absolutely fabulous. I think people are going to listen to it over and over because you've given so much in such a short period of time that it's just it's real gold. And just to say that, your own LinkedIn profile, I think everybody should visit your profile because I think it illustrates exactly what you're talking about today, and it's a great illustration of that.
Thank you so much, Lisa. And I wish you all the best of success. And whether our paths cross or not in the future, I know that you'll do well if you follow this advice.
Absolutely. Well, Nate, thank you so much for being on today's call. And I want to thank everybody for being on today's call. And you can, again, get the webinar that is available on his website at linkedstrategies.com, LINKED, strategies.com. Again, thank you, everybody, for coming on today's call. And until next time, create a great life. Bye now.
Bye. Thanks, Lisa.
Bye. Thank you.